Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 1, 2020. Restriction is a condition for attaining the Creator. The feeling of the Creator regarding souls is perceived as infinity. This is a connection between worlds, souls. But infinity is the highest level and it remains so. We try all the time to graduate our relationships so that we perceive them in certain doses, and in accordance with them we will call our states steps. We will already be able to somehow communicate with the Creator, that is, give him names along these degrees, along these boundaries, because we limit his image toward us. If I say father, mother, high, low, kind, evil, and so on, I limit my perception, somehow define it, and thus I can talk about something. Otherwise, I have no other states, except for some unclear admiration, which also disappears. We cannot imagine the state of unlimited filling. Although the Creator has a great desire to delight the created being, and we relate to him as a source of infinite fulfillment, knowledge, and sensation, we must limit ourselves toward him, make a restriction on ourselves and go further, putting forward certain conditions in order to define him within some boundaries, limits. We exist in the Creator even now. But where is he? We do not feel him. We can begin to feel him only if we limit our perception. We have a restriction, then a screen, then striking, a certain amount of light. Only to the extent that we can give to the Creator can we receive from him. This is the only way. Otherwise, all sensations disappear. They can only be in a limited amount, which can increase more and more. We can achieve an infinite sensation, but it will be in an infinite sensation. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 12, 2020. Pay attention to nature's actions. Question: we talk about many problems and catastrophes and the possibility of even greater misfortunes that may befall the world. What can you say that is kind and optimistic to people who follow what you do, listen to what you say, and read what you write? Answer: I would advise all people to pay attention to what nature is doing to us. Nature is a living entity that generates and incorporates all of us. It is higher than us, in degree, so there is nothing in us that does not happen from nature. So we need to pay attention to what exactly it requires of us. Do not treat it with contempt, as something inanimate or at most vegetative and animate, but as a higher being, understanding that it acts reasonably, selectively, consciously, in order to bring us to the next level. Nature has developed us, from nothing, from zero, brought us to our present state, and leads us further. Let's not assume that we have already completed our evolution. We must come to its very last state, to complete interaction with each other and with nature itself. This is a step we must take now. This step we can take either under the influence of brute force of nature, or intelligently, consciously. I think we've come to that. Now everything depends on how we explain this possibility to all people and lead them after us. Question: it means, not only does humanity have a chance, but you believe that it will take advantage of this chance and be able to find the right decisions and right actions? Answer: of course. From Cab TV's Today's International Situation, June 18, 2020. Will online communication lead to the severing of social ties? Question: now everyone is talking about the emergence of online professions, in particular, a digital transformation. Everyone learned how to use Zoom. In general, a large-scale digitization took place in 2 months. How can one remain a full-fledged member of society if, in online professions, you will constantly interact with a computer, with numbers? Answer: I do not see any problems here. Many of my friends, despite the coronavirus, continue to work from home. Most of them love it. and the enterprises themselves like it too because this is a big budget saver. I think that the majority of enterprises will develop in this direction. A person will work from home. I also switched to such a job. Previously, up to 500 or 600 people gathered in our center every morning, not counting those in different parts of the world who connected to our broadcasts. And for the last few months I have only been teaching online, and I must say that the number of people is only constantly increasing, and everyone is happy with it. Question: do you think that the severing of social ties due to online communication will not happen? Answer: I think, on the contrary, new, correct, good social connections will appear. And breaking past ties is only for our benefit. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 24, 2020. How can we know the ultimate goal of our existence? Question: how do we find out the ultimate goal of our existence? A person is limited to living in a certain country and has certain financial and physical capabilities. Where should he start the shift? Is this some kind of internal process, an internal decision? Answer: a person will be unable to see, define, understand, or realize his final state. For example, if a 2 or 3 year old child suddenly saw himself as an adult on the stage of a theater conducting a huge orchestra, he would not understand what kind of person was standing there and waving a stick, while the rest were pulling strings or blowing horns. We don't see our final state because we don't have any predisposition to it. We can only read about these final states, we can only imagine them in a very limited way, with certain conditions that Kabbalah sets before us, saying that we should not rush too far ahead. See what is in front of you, the final states will be explained to you, and you will get an idea of the overall picture. But most importantly, these are the states that you must gradually realize in your spiritual progress. From CAB TV's Together About Important Things, July 14, 2020. The information record that is everything. Question: we can say that spiritual advancement pushed Mikhail Lomonosov, who was born into a poor fisherman's family, to leave his native village and go on foot to Moscow. Let's say that people do not have such an awakening, there is no such aspiration, but at the same time they can listen to us, now. Where could they start? What can turn them on? Answer: if they have such an information record that they should turn on, then they turn it on, and if not, then no. This is destiny. Question: they say that 50% of your destiny can definitely be changed, and 50% of events you just need to accept. I am not suggesting that this is correct. But it turns out that everything that happens in life can be changed? Answer: no. You can only be what you are as recorded informationally in your original state. It contains all the steps you must take on the way to your final absolute state. But you can speed up this path, make it more convenient, and most importantly, do it yourself. You can enjoy realizing it. Such a realization of the path of life, when you make yourself a person of the future, is a great pleasure. It gives you fulfillment and creativity. But in general, you still keep going and translate into reality the informational record that was in you initially. From CAB TV's Together About Important Things, July 14, 2020. The Age of Enlightenment and Emancipation, Part 6. Rejection of the Religious Perception of the World. Question: in the first half of the 19th century, the struggle within the Jewish people began to subside, and it is perceived as a single whole. However, another problem arises. The era of the Enlightenment begins, the development of sciences, the acquisition of civil rights by Jews, and freedom of movement. This again led to a split among Jews, on one side, the Orthodox society, and on the other side, people who began to leave religion. That is, there was a rejection of the religious perception of the world. Why? For the first time in history, Jews, as well as other nations, began to leave religion en masse and engage in science. Answer: it is because religion did not explain to them that love for one's neighbor is its main law. Following religion consisted only in the fulfillment of prescriptions, fasts, and all kinds of holidays. It obliged people to observe traditions, but at the same time it did not explain at all why this was necessary and to what it should lead. Therefore, a person who did not feel why he was doing things and what positive purpose they had, simply renounced religion. Question: how did this period affect the correction of all humanity and the role of Jews in this process? Answer: I believe that this was a necessary period, firstly, because nothing happens in vain. It was necessary to sober up and cut off the figurative fulfillment of the laws of the Torah without any thoughts and feelings when they were realized, only because this must be done, scrupulously and mechanically at that. After all, this is not what the Creator requires of us, but that we correct our thoughts and feelings, mind and heart. Comment: in principle, such a mechanical religious approach is quite egoistic. I follow the traditions, and for this I am entitled to something in this world and in the other world, paradise is promised to me. My response: this is an egoistic, medieval approach that did not provide a person any development. Naturally, the great sages knew and understood why and for what purpose everything was happening this way, but there were only a few of them. Question: it was necessary, because it kept people within limits and gave some kind of confidence in life? Answer: yes, this was demanded by the current period of human development. Everything depends on the development of the person's inner desires. Question: why weren't all these laws revealed 1,000 years ago and their disclosure took place precisely in the short period of Lurianic Kabbalah? Answer: there are periods of accumulation of some internal tensions in a person and in society, and then they are released, as a rule, in an explosive way. From CAB TV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, August 5, 2019. The eternal problem of parents and children. Question: why are children, as they grow into adults, dissatisfied with us, and believe that we are not ideal parents? Answer: because we raise them to be egoists. I was also dissatisfied with my parents, demanded more and more from them, until I became a parent myself and got the same from my children. What can we do? Until the world will change and get better, it will be like this. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10, 2020. Team Building Guide, Part 7. Principles of Team Building: Seeing Your Flaws in Others. Question: the sixth rule, everyone judges the friend according to his own flaws. This is a very ancient principle. At that moment when a person clearly sees the flaws of the other, what can cause him to understand that this is his uncorrected perception? Answer: only public opinion. If everyone around him understands that everyone sees in the other his own flaws, his own corruption, he begins to gradually understand that this is really so, that he does not see anyone but himself. Thus, he begins to correct himself. Question: are there any exercises that will help me realize that this is in me? Answer: only if you hear it from others. It all depends on public opinion. You do not see yourself. You always see others, rather, yourself in others. From CAB TV's Management Skills, June 18, 2020.